morning madhouse. Hour 98. No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was popping, we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruck is the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Man House. Early in the morning, you know what the day is. It's Friday. I'm looking good, I'm smelling good, I'm fresh. I said I'm looking good, I'm smelling good, I'm fresh. Welcome to the Morning Madhouse. 73 degrees, start kicking off your morning with partly cloudy skies. Sunshine around about 7:45, 8 o'clock. We're going to be dealing with sunshine most of the day. High is going to reach to about 93, and then or late night chance of rain, or even a chance of rain, probably in about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then it'll be with us throughout the night. But 90s for the next, we're in the 90s for like the next 5, 6 days, and no real chance of rain, so enjoy the sunshine, baby. Get ready to enjoy the sunshine. Summertime is finally here with us. And speaking of being here with us, y'all say what's up to my big dog, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the north.
Good morning.
South.
Good morning.
East.
Good morning.
Put the dub up for the west.
Good morning.
Burp, what's up with you, big homie?
What's happening, my guy?
Man, you know, just woke up, jumped out of bed, came, got to work.
Mm-mm, don't tell people that. Don't tell people that.
I brushed my teeth, washed my face.
Did you really?
On. Yeah. And I actually got clothes on. I should have came to work naked.
Oh, no. I mean, well, you at home, so.
Yeah, you in the new.
Yeah.
But no, I actually got clothes on. I had clothes on yesterday, too.
That's weird. Don't tell me that again.
Ah, man, shut up. I know you're in touch with yourself.
Shut up.
How was your night last night, big dog?
Everything was cool, man. I went and got some hibachi. I love me some hibachi.
That's crazy because I did too.
You did? You went and got some?
Yeah.
Where you go get yours from?
Pisces.
I went to this place in Harrisburg. They got the best hibachi salmon this side of the Mississippi.
Oh, this is what you eat hibachi salmon?
Yeah, I do. My daughter eat the shrimp. So I ordered her the shrimp, and I had the salmon. Yes, I said salmon, people, because the L is silent.
But why you keep saying it?
I ain't say the L in salmon. What are you talking about? I said salmon, not salmon.
You said salmon. No. Go ahead, big dog.
Yeah, I had that. It was delicious. I went and worked out yesterday. I'm on my health kick again, man, so I've been drinking a lot of juice from Clean Juice. Have you ever been there?
Yeah. Yeah, Butterfingers go there a lot. And he sold me like one of his juices one time.
He sold it? Selfish.
Yeah, he sold it to me.
Oh. Well, he had an extra one?
Yeah, he had an extra one.
Oh, okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Selfish. Yeah, you know he's selfish.
Yeah, so I went there. I like it. You know, I was one of those, I was skeptical about going somewhere like that. But I actually like going to Clean Juice and getting me something to drink there. It tasted delicious.
He go there like every day. Butterfingers is up in Clean Juice buying something.
Every day?
Green and some orange. Yeah, he come from Clean Juice. You know it's right around the corner from the station.
Oh, I didn't. Is that Clean Juice right there? No, that's Healthy. What's the name of that spot? Healthy.
No, it's a Clean Juice right there too.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and speaking of didn't know, in case you're waking up this morning and you didn't know about Pop Smoke, they have arrested 5 people in connection with the murder of Pop Smoke.
I saw that.
And some early morning details. We'll jump into more details inside your nose and neighbor news right around 7:24. But early morning details are saying that these 5 young men actually did not know Pop Smoke. That's what the LAPD is reporting, that a lot of people speculated that these folks were in his camp. They were some of the people that were in his house. But LAPD is reporting this morning that these five individuals did not know Pop Smoke. So we'll have more details on that and that case coming up at 7:24 and you know the neighbor news. Also, 50 Cent got into a little altercation.
A little squabble.
Somebody ran up on 50 talking about that T.I. battle. He ain't won't hit. I'll tell you more details about that too coming up beside you. Knows the name of news right around 7:24. And your boy, Bert.
Who?
Chris Breezy.
Uh-oh.
Chris Breezy dropped some news last night. Tell you what news Chris Breezy dropped last night. Coming up right around 7:24 in your Knows the Name of News. So be on the lookout for all that. It's an action-packed show, man. It's a Friday. You know, we'll never know what's going to happen on a Friday. Anybody can call. Anybody can check in. Burpee might run down the street with his boobs out. We don't know what's going on
Who
Friday.
Doing that?
Huh?
No, I ain't doing that.
What I said?
You catch the COVID in your chest doing that.
I seen your brother on with Ms. Jessica. On
yeah, her. They went live yesterday talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, went live talking about their COVID experience.
Right. Yeah, it did.
That was pretty dope.
Letting people know about COVID and their symptoms and things to do while quarantined.
Yeah, and but that test, we'll talk about that later. It's another Larry in the Morning Madhouse, man. 5:57, 3 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Coming up, you know we got your Madhouse question of the day as well as. We got more of the music you like. Let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. One of the greatest promises in the Bible is this. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts you. Who are you trusting to solve your problems, God or yourself? Let me encourage you that when adversity comes in your life, to stay in peace. The enemy doesn't know what to do when he can't get you upset. You take the power right out of his hands. Keeping yourself in peace doesn't exempt you from life's difficulties. It simply allows God to have the last word. By trusting him completely, you are no longer at the control of your circumstances or what other people think or even your own emotions and limitations. The question is not will you experience trouble, but how will you handle it when it comes? Trust in God and know that he will give you peace. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your morning inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Let's drop it right now. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Madhouse question of the day, what we got today, Burp?
Today we want to know, YG put out his album cover, and he's in a Kaepernick jersey, kneeling, with an afro. With two cheerleaders on the side.
So it's not his album cover. It's not his album's cover. It's a new single. It's a new single he just dropped.
Oh, it's the cover art for his new single.
Yes, cover art for his new single.
And, yeah, you could definitely tell it's not an NFL uniform that he has on in this cover art. But I guess I get the message that he's trying to send. But we want to know, what do y'all think about this cover art for his new single? He got a fro, he's kneeling, Kaepernick uniform. Not just jersey, Kaepernick uniform. Afro and all. What you think about it, Larry?
Y'all think he's doing too much or you think it's cool? I personally think YG is doing too much in this one. Like, YG don't even have no fro. Like, you went and did all this. I mean, I get it. Okay. But at the same time, I really feel like he just did too much on this one. I think, you know, I think we are pushing the narrative, but sometimes, I think we can, you know, some people can do a little too much. Mm. And for me, YG did too much on this one.
Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive.
So you think he pushing the culture with this?
Push the culture. Kaepernick started it, and they keeping it going. YG is keeping it going. Now, does his outfit look ridiculous? Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. It looks very bootleggish. It looks like a character off Martin. But
He looked like a character off of one of them black exploitation movies. That's what he looked like.
He looked like an extra in Undercover Brother.
Exactly. That's exactly what. You hit the nail on the head. That's why I don't like it right there. Because I'm waiting on him to come out. Say, what's up, my brother? It just throw the whole thing off of me, bro.
What he looked like. But it's the message behind it, Larry. It ain't about the outfit. It's the message behind it.
I can't get the message because of the outfit. The outfit throwing me for a loop.
So what about the propaganda? It's a message. He does look ridiculous, though. I mean, I get it, YG. I get what you're trying to do, but... Who made this outfit for you? This is a homemade San Francisco 49ers uniform.
I think you know what I think it is. I think it's the fro that Storm L.
It's the fro?
I think it's the fro. I think if he'd have just, you know, just himself, just everything about himself, and he just had the Kaepernick jersey on and he was kneeling, maybe it would have been a little bit better for me. But because he got that big ass fro with them chilies on the side, looking like he about to pimp on his album, it threw the whole message
out of everything in this cover art, the fro is throwing you off?
The fro threw me off. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Right. That's what make him look like Undercover Brother, bro.
Man, tell these people how they can tap in, man.
All right, first of all, you get Undercover Brother and put it beside this so they don't think I'm capping. Alright, you can tap in on this hashtag MHQOTD. You can tap in on my Instagram page at I am No Limit Larry.
And you can catch me on my page at I am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Everything is always on our show page as well at Morning Madhouse. And of course, you can always leave your opinion on our voicemail. If you don't agree with what I got to say, or you don't agree with Burpee got to say about it, leave your opinion on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. That's 704-227-8780. We'll drop your responses back at 925. We deploy 622 minutes after 6 o'clock. You know what it is. Make you notice the neighbor news. Quickie, listen. Boy, Disney World is back open. Are y'all ready to go see Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and the rest of the cast at Disneyland? Because Disneyland is back open. You know what they call it? They call it the happiest place on earth. And they got plenty of social distancing and coronavirus guidelines in place. The line was crazy when they opened yesterday. Mm-mm. Backed up the highway. Mm-mm. Burp, we going to Disney World, bro?
No. You know what I call it? They call it the happiest place on earth. I call it a cesspool.
Of what?
Corona. This Florida or California?
I think actually California opened yesterday.
No.
Because it said Disneyland.
Mm-mm. How the hell you going to open an amusement park but not the whole state? Mm-mm. Nope.
Because Mickey say he got the cur.
I don't care what Mickey got to say. No.
You want to go to an amusement park if open, like if Carowinds open, you ain't going back?
No, I'm not going to be one of the first ones in there, Larry.
You so scared.
You can call it what you want to. I'm going to be safe and healthy and alive.
You repair down the building, say you'll jump out of an airplane, but you won't go to an amusement park because you're scared of corona.
Let me think about that. I'll take yes for 200, Alex.
Let us know his neighbor news, quick old scary ass burp.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie, tell that.
I wish y'all could see this. I'm over here about to do my favor. Oh, stop $2. Stop $2. Tizzy Slide. Drake, Fable. I'm glad they put Fable on this. Ow. I'm trying to do my favorite dance. And, shout out America. Speaking of being hot, boy, Black Twitter was hot as SZA yesterday when she dropped this comment. This is what SZA had to say. SZA said, I don't want to be boxed in and labeled as the queen of R&B. They said, what? SZA? Who labeled you the queen of R&B? She did come back and say what she meant was she was talking about a comment from a Rolling Stones ad.
You got to say that first. You got to lead with that, Sizzler.
Yeah. I don't know. But would you put Sizzler in the queen of R&B category?
Hell no. For what?
You don't think she's for right now? Like for like Jacquees proclaimed himself as the king of R&B.
You see where he at now?
Queen, huh?
You see where he at now?
Would you? So if he was just hypothetically, if he was the new king of R&B for this new generation of artists and new generation of youth, would SZA be the queen?
No.
Because of course Mary was our queen. So Like, who would you get a torch to now, like, in a younger generation? Scissor wouldn't be in consideration.
In consideration? I don't know. You got Summer Walker. You got Ari Lennox. You got,
But I think you put Scissor right there with him.
I mean, she's in that generation. She's in that class, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nah.
Her, I would put her.
Definitely her.
SZA.
There it is. She would be the one. Her would definitely be the queen.
You would say her was the queen of R&B right now?
Yeah.
For this generation?
Yes.
That's a good question, though.
That is a good question.
All right, Charlotte.
We'll come back on Monday and ask.
Yeah, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop. Y'all think about it over the weekend. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. What we dropping on them, Burp?
We dropping that good old headlock. Yellow Bees. That's my joint right here.
What Yellow Bees be saying on that?
Hell up! That boy be singing on here, man.
I love it. Snowden Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for the new hip hop and R&B. Told y'all it's the number two song in the country right there. Jack Harlow featuring everybody on that thing, including Charlotte's own The Baby. Coming up right around the corner, you know we got your Nosy Neighbor News dropping right at 7:24. Chris Brown is in the Nosy Neighbor News, as well as Pop Smoke. If you haven't heard, LA authorities did arrest 5 men in connection with the death of Pop Smoke. We got details about that coming up at 7:24. And speaking of Pop Smoke, 50 Cent is speaking out about Pop Smoke. So you're going to hear what 50 had to say, and you're going to hear details about, you know, Pop Smoke and the arrest of the 5 young men in LA that authorities say they are confident that are responsible for the death of Pop Smoke. Man, this is a sad, sad case. Reading the details on this morning is just a sad, sad case, man. Terrible, man. Terrible. You mean, Budding Young Star was about to, you know, he was about to drop his project. He was out in LA working on his project, had dropped a mixtape. You know, his album just came out. 50 helped with that. So we're going to be talking about all those details this morning. And coming up around the corner, you already know what it is, Burp. It's a Friday, man. We got to let the folks shine. So get the shine list ready. Y'all can hit Burp in the studio. Burp, you in there taking calls?
I'm out here, baby. 704-570-WPEG. We out here doing everything, Larry.
What's the number again?
704-570-WPEG.
Thank you. You said it.
You just can't hear. You got hairy ears, baby. Get all them particles out your ear.
Hey, man, don't talk about my ears.
I can say anything else, but don't talk about your ears. All right.
Don't talk about my ears.
You got a complex about your ears.
Talk about my ears, man. Feel some type of way. Man, we the plug, man. Charlotte's plug the pot out of here.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
You know what, man? I got my shine list over here. I got my shine list ready. Let me start with my live first. Shout out to Miss what's her name? Miss Mika. I got Miss Mika shining this morning. Shout out to my man Big Pat shining this morning. My boy 704 Peso shining this morning. And she _ sexy chocolate. You know she's shining this morning. Shout out to Miss Sunshine Parker. She's shining this morning. And I got somebody dreadhead. Mario Dreadhead.
That's it?
Shining this morning.
You sure?
Yeah. All them shining. Go on and let them shine. And I got one more on my shine. Shining, 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 Last but not least on my shine list this morning, man, I got to let my big dog, Touche Jeff McGinnis, shine.
Touche, what up?
Big article on him on Facebook this morning, man, talking about his detailing his life as an NBA player, 13-year vet, talking about his trials and tribulations and everything that he had to go through to be a 13-year NBA vet, man. I mean, you look at his resume playing basketball in the NBA and some of the people that he played with and just the history of the game, man. Just you know, the ups, the downs, and everything, man. Great article. You can go to my Facebook page and read it. Shout out to Big Homie, man. I know some of the stuff he's been through, and I've also seen a lot of the young men that he's push forward to go on and pursue their dreams and pursue their NBA careers. He's put at least about 7 people in the league now. So, man, shout out to him, man. Big dog. My mama always say you got to give people their flowers while they can smell them. So here you go. Here go your flowers, big homie. Appreciate everything you do for the city. Jeffrey Touche McGinnis. Burp, you got anybody on your shine list this morning?
Yeah, it's a couple people on my shine list. Somebody said they had a birthday Monday. Your favorite big body said that they birthday coming up. Your favorite big body. We're going to let you shine just because your name on Instagram, I'm live right now, is your favorite big body. We're going to let you shine right now. Come on now.
Your favorite big body.
That's what their name on Instagram was. Your favorite big body. Their birthday is Monday.
Shout out to that favorite big body.
Shout out to them. Shout out to them. I ain't mad at it. Do your thing, big body.
Coming up, we got your Nosy Neighbor News quickie and your Nosy Neighbor News dropping right about 7:24. We the plug. It's Pot 88. Let me stretch right quick. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what it is, the word on the street. But let me tell you what the word on the street is. We kicking it off with your boy Pop Smoke. And word on the street that authorities in L.A. have arrested 5 men in connection with the devil Pop Smoke. Original details were that they thought that the men were allegedly in the house with him, and the men in the house were involved with the death of Pop Smoke. Well, LA authorities said that theory is not true, and these 5 men arrested did not know Pop Smoke at all. They were not none of his friends that were in the house, but Pop Smoke had went on earlier on his live and accidentally posted the address to where he was, and these young men are part of a robbery gang that robs celebrities as they rent houses in the Hollywood Hills in L.A. 3 men were arrested, and 2 juveniles were also arrested for the death of Pop Smoke. R.I.P. And hearts and our prayers continue to go out to him and his family. 50 Cent, you know, he's responsible for the Pop Smoke album. Well, not responsible, but he helped in guiding the Pop Smoke album. And he went on his Instagram page and his live yesterday and was talking about he does not agree with some of the folk who are in cahoots with the Pop Smoke album. He said that they're doing things that he does not agree with, and he's getting out of the project, and he's completely dedicated to it, but he's not going to work with them people anymore. And he said good luck and good riddance to him. Also, 50 Cent was seen out at a eatery where he got into a verbal altercation with a man. A man was in the street, was yelling things at 50, and 50 got highly upset. I think he was telling 50 to take that versus battle with T.I., and 50 didn't like it. So 50 was seen throwing 2 chairs at the man. None of the chairs hit the man, but 50 was seen throwing 2 chairs at the man as he was in the eatery, and the man was out on the street. Damn, 50 didn't like that. Man, just come on and pull up to the versus battle, 50. It's okay. Come on and get this L. Shout out to my boy Chris Brown. I know you're a huge Chris Brown fan, Burt.
I'm not huge, but I like him.
No, you're huge.
Go ahead.
All right, he's about to drop his 10th studio album. He dropped the name of it, and the name of his 10th studio album is going to be, guess what, Burt?
What?
Breezy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's creative.
Thank you. Thank you, Breezy. Well, speaking of Breezy, Jeezy, my big homie, is in a little trouble because his ex-fiance is telling him to pull up to court. She said, Jeezy, we need to talk about some child support.
Uh-oh.
And Jeezy has said that she's jealous of him and his new fiance, Jenny Mae.
That makes sense.
But she's saying that's not true. And Jeezy is going around slandering her name and trying to make her look bad because she's taking him to court for child support.
Child support is the devil.
Man, go see your son, man. YG. YG is the topic of our Madhouse question of the day as he dropped the brand new song called Swag. The album cover art features him in a Colin Kaepernick full uniform with a black afro kneeling with two women beside him? That is our Madhouse question of the day. You can hit the hashtag MHQOTD and see what the question is. But also, Pop Smoke was in an interview and said that he does not and will not work with Nicki Minaj again since she worked with the snitch, Tekashi 6ix9ine. He said, I'm a real street N-word, and that just don't fly with me, so counsel her.
It's starting.
Yeah, well, they did make some good music together, so we'll see. They made that you hit a remix. She killed that. She killed that.
Oh, you talking about Nicki and YG?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you talking about Nicki and Tekashi.
No, that's all I got. That's your word on the street. That's it. Ain't nobody else talking. Larry, the morning man, how Charlotte's plugs for new hip hop and R&B. We checking up the deuces. Pot 88. Good morning.
What's going on?
What's going on? Who this here, big dog?
It's 803 Sheed.
What up, 803 Sheed? What's up, boy?
What up, Witch? What up, Witch?
What do we say the name of Chris Brown's new album going to be?
Breezy.
Breezy, that's what it is. That's what it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's what it is! But go ahead, she. You got them five shout-outs. Who you got them five shout-outs to, big dog?
Oh, shoot. I want to give a shout-out to my old lady, my dog, Jameer, the whole To The Money squad. And shoot, I'm just going to give a shout-out to my pop and shoot to the Madhouse.
That's what it do. We the plug, man. Pie 98. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
You know, every day Larry got to be mad about something. Mad about a few things, but I'm gonna make this one short and sweet today, Burp. Burp, you ever been in a relationship, everything going good, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the woman just started coming up with all kind of stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing,
uh-oh,
and just making stuff just go to the left.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? Like, this is one of my partners, though. This is one of my partners. Like, relationship going good, everything good, no problems at all. Then she just come out of left field with just all type of stuff, just trying to make problems in a relationship for no reason. Ladies, if the man got you everything going good, stop making problems. Stop trying to find problems. Stop trying to, you know what I mean, just trying to find little stuff to harp on and just be mad about for no reason. We already mad because we on lockdown, people losing their jobs, people losing their hair, people losing their mind, Kanye gone bipolar again, and you want to come, you want to be mad about absolutely nothing, like
absolutely
just start making up stuff. I'm like, come on, big dog, come on. And we all been through it. Burp, I know you been through it too, big homie.
Nope, I ain't never been through nothing like that. I am happily married.
Oh, that's what you gonna do?
Yep. I don't remember though. Anything before that, I don't remember.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, because wives do it too. So just let the relationship go good. If it's going good, let it go good. Live in the moments of goodness, because the bad moments gonna come. So ladies and fellas, because some of y'all fellas too, y'all get a little emotional. So man, listen, that's what I'm mad about today. Like, people not living in the good moments. Live in the good moments. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Man. Power 98. Hey. Bourbon, let's pop the champagne, big dog. Not because Incognito about to drop this mix. My results just dropped, baby. I'm free, baby. I'm free, baby. I'm free. Let me out, baby. Let me outside, baby. I can go back outside.
You got to tell the people what results you're talking about. You can't just say my results just dropped.
Hey. It's only one result that matter right now, and that's that COVID-19 test.
Oh.
I'm COVID free, baby.
Come on,
they
back
just
up
dropped
here.
My results, baby. I'm on the way right now.
Come on up here during the mix. I'm tired of running this board, Larry.
I'm on the way. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and finish the show from home today, though. You know what I mean? You got a big dog. Matter of fact, I'm about to go in here and have me some celebratory champagne this morning. You think I'm joking? Y'all come to my live. I'm about to go live as soon as I pour this glass of champagne. And then y'all can come on my live. I got to go get me some champagne glasses.
Okay, we know you getting some champagne, Larry. And while you getting that champagne, you know what we going to do? Incognito go
so
live. I'm sorry because I got excited. I'm happy like my results came back. Incognito live from the kitchen with the mix. Y'all already know what time it is.
I'm about to post it.
They say they wanted more. We had to.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, man. Incognito got you live in the kitchen, did his thing. It's a Friday inside the Madhouse. So y'all know what time it is. It's time for Shots Fired with Burpee. Let's go.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. Like a Glock 9. If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah. We putting you on blast. Shoot a dummy of the day. They shooting. Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. Bow. The ignorance is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what day it is. You know what time it is.
You ain't got no
shot.
In your gun.
I say shot. I say it's shots fired Friday. Hit my hotkey.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Let's go ahead and start it off, man. First boom, up, boom, DJ boom. Academics. Y'all know I don't like him. It's very well known. I don't like him at all. I don't like anything about him. He was on Instagram Live with Tekashi 6ix9ine, the snitch. And he over there talking about another man's DMs. DJ Academics, Ronnie Rich, coming, unsend it, man, unsend the DM, it won't even that serious. All Tekashi said was this song is a hit, and he over there trying to instigate, like they going back and forth in the DM. DJ Academics, this is why you got suspended, this is why nobody likes you, you like that fat troll that come from up under the bridge. Only time you come from up under the bridge is when you smell food or you smell controversy. I don't like you, DJ Academics. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Boom Gang. Y'all remember Boom Gang? He used to be hot. He used to be relevant. He used to be worth something. Remember when he got punched and they knocked all his teeth out? Well, they knocked so many teeth out of his head, he done start using his real name. Boom Gang don't want to be Boom Gang no more. His name is John Gabbana. John Gabbana from now on with all them tattoos on his face. Matter of fact, I don't even like your real name no more, Boom Gang. I'd rather you go back to Boom Gang and start acting stupid on Instagram again. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Sizzler. Y'all heard Larry talk about Sizzler. She done came out and said she don't want to be boxed in and labeled as the queen of R&B. Well, I'm sorry. I don't ever recall anybody boxing you in and label you the queen of R&B. They might call you the queen of side chickism, or they might call you the queen of delay. We ain't heard no damn new music from you since 2017. What are you doing, Sizzler? Ain't nobody calling you no queen of R&B. You will not and will never get that title. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
Last but not least, I want all the smoke. 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson. T.I. done called you out. He said he want to do a versus battle against you. And for whatever reason, you responded with the old message of T.I. saying he a snitch. He's a rat because you scared. You doing that because you scared, Curtis. Yeah, I'm saying it over these airwaves. You scared. Come get this versus battle work, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, a.k.a. Kanan. Get this work. T.I. done called you out. You don't want it because you don't have the catalog to get it done. I said what I said, and I meant what I said. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
That's all I got.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it. What
you thought?
Girl, what you thought?
Hey, Charlotte. It's Vanya.
Power.hwpg, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, Megan Thee Stallion, Girls in the Hood, and they're saying that the girl in the hood got a new boy in the hood. Who you think Megan Thee Stallion dating, Burp?
I don't know, some thug.
Actually, it's not a thug this time.
Gasp.
Killmonger.
Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan. They said that Michael B. Jordan been sliding in her DM.
Oh yeah, no, I don't believe that one.
And that she been going with it. They said they spotted them out and that, they've been having emoji eyes at each other.
Well, she had a completed, on her Twitter page, she got a completely different dude. She twerking in the water. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, I saw that video.
But that's a completely different dude with the camera. They're not showing his face. I don't know if that's who.
But that's our big security guard. That's who that is. You know the big security dude that travel with him? That's who that dude is.
So who was the dude she was twerking on his face?
I don't know who that was. That might have just been a random.
Oh. I mean, live your life, man.
What did I say this morning? You got to live in the good moments.
Come on
live
now.
In the good moments.
Come on now.
But the thing about it is, you think Michael B. Jordan and Megan Thee Stallion make a good couple?
Why not? Why would they not make a good couple? It's black
love. I think you got a bad girl and a quote unquote good guy.
I don't think she's a bad girl. She just twerks a lot.
Yeah, I don't think she's a bad. Megan Thee Stallion is very smart. She's
I wouldn't label her a bad girl. She talk big boy noise, but I wouldn't label her a bad girl.
She ain't doing that. She ain't doing that. She ain't
doing that. I don't know about that, but I wouldn't label her a bad girl.
She ain't doing that. She ain't really no hot girl. She just stopped that.
I love her. That's a tall boy when she walked by us at the block party.
Okay, all right. Now you sound like a creep. Oh. Beyonce, Black Parade. Is we going to play that?
Yeah, that's next.
Yeah, you need some Black Parade in your life.
It's the plug.
Parade right there. I'm having a Black Parade at home. I'm at home watching your boy Shaggy is on Good Morning America this morning, Burp. He on there about to do his thing. You know, they got their virtual summer concert series. You know, a lot of programs have moved to this virtual content because they didn't want to stop what they're doing. So Shaggy is performing this morning on Good Morning America on their virtual stage this morning.
I do see that. Talking to him. Because we got TV in here, too.
Yeah, I got TV. I'm sitting in my... Yeah.
Yeah, you're sitting in the
Shout out to everybody on my live this morning, too. Shout out to Kendall Fields. She's checking in on my live. She said, thanks for playing that Beyonce Black Parade. She actually liked that song. Shout out to everybody, man, doing their thing. What you doing this weekend, Burp? You know, we usually do weekend happens, but since it ain't been much happening on the weekends, we ain't really been doing it. So what you got popping this weekend?
Can I ask a question first before we get into what I'm doing this weekend? Does anybody know what the hell Beyonce talking about in that song?
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nobody?
She's talking about a Black Parade. Like, I'll explain it later, but go ahead. What you doing this weekend?
Here we go.
Are you going to tell us what you're doing this weekend?
I'm going to get this money, man. I got shows lined up at the Greensboro Comedy Zone. I'll be out there all weekend. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. I was just there last month, but their words exactly. Larry, I'm booked and busy. Their words exactly was, Burpee, you do some of the best numbers here at this club, so we bringing you back. Come on, Larry. Come on, man. Stop denying me. You can't deny me, Larry. Men lie. Women lie. But them numbers don't lie, Larry. I run the numbers up.
You're right. You run the numbers up. The venue hold 100 people. You put...
No, they hold 250. They hold 250. Don't you do that to me. Don't you disrespect my numbers. They hold 250. Ask Albemarle what I do.
Yeah, he put 30 people in the building.
I run the numbers up at Albemarle.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you, man. Stay on the chitlin' circuit. I love it, man. Keep doing your thing.
We need the chitlin' circuit. What you doing this weekend, COVID-free man?
Hey, man, yeah, that's right. If you didn't know, my results came back negative. So appreciate y'all on that. I will be back in the studio next week. I told you, remember last week I told you, I said that I wanted to do some things with my son. So we all, we tapped in and now we're going to go to, we're going to take a trip tomorrow.
You treating?
Yeah.
What? I'm going too. I'm going to meet y'all up there.
No, you got Greensboro, man.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to come find
you. Man. It's Power 98. Goodbye.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
You already know what time it is, man. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. You get three questions. If you get two to three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we're going to take that hood black card, and this will be number 40.
40.
Take it today.
Number
Good 40. Morning. Good morning. Who is this?
Brianna.
What's up, Brianna? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Somewhat confident, but I think I got it.
Okay, you ready to play Black Smart?
I am.
All right, kick it off for a burp.
All right, this is the question I have. Other than Ice Cube, I need you to name two rappers who successfully turned to acting.
Dr. Dre. Mm-hmm. Well, he's somewhat of an actor. No, okay. He was like an extra.
No, he got some. Dr. Dre got some moves.
I'm just gonna go off for Wim. Eminem. I mean, he played in his own movie.
That's correct.
He did in one movie.
He's a little slick one.
Actually, Eminem has two movies.
Okay.
Dr. Dre has three.
What movies? Three. Okay, go ahead.
The Wash, along with Eminem. Dr. Dre was also in Set It Off. You forgot that?
Successful. I said successful.
Set It Off.
Hey. Dr. Dre was in Set It Off.
Yes, he was.
Y'all don't remember that?
Yeah, he was.
I
do.
He was.
Yeah, okay, thank y'all.
Go ahead, there. Ask your little stupid question.
I'm the real movie
buff. Ask your stupid question.
I'm the real movie buff. In the movie.
Say it again.
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie.
One more time.
In the movie. Menace to Society.
Oh, damn.
What was the name of Old Dog's character? I mean, what was the name of, who played the character Old Dog? I'm sorry.
Who played the character? Was it Wesley? Or no?
Huh?
Who?
I don't know. You know what I've never seen the movie, so I kind of take me away from that one.
No.
What? I was in Menace to Society. Wow, that's priceless.
Yeah. How you in the black?
You never seen Menace to Society? I almost hung up on you.
I wouldn't blame you.
She's still in the game, Burp. Still in the game.
Let's hope this is it.
All right, so you got one last question left. If you get it correct, you win. You are black smart. If you miss it, we taking that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
Burp, you want to do it or you want me to do it?
You got it.
All right. This rapper's real name is Jay Jenkins. Who is this rapper?
Oh, Jay Jenkins?
Yep.
I don't know.
No.
And Larry, this is to your question.
Bruh.
Nobody know no damn real name.
Okay.
Well.
He's a famous rapper.
Well, can I at least get that answer, too?
She want to know the answer. What's the answer, Larry?
Look it up. Go ahead. Look it up. Yep. You ain't got nothing to do. You're on quarantine. Look it up. This is how you learn, student. This is how you learn. Look it up for yourself.
Well. Was she black smart?
Was she black smart?
Hell no. To the no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no. Listen.
All right. There it is. That is card number 40 we have taken during this pandemic.
Number 40.
Y'all ain't reading. Y'all ain't writing. All y'all is doing is stealing these people money. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go down
in the deal. Power 98 WPEG. We had the Madhouse question of the day, and the question of the day today was YG. He had a cover art for his new song Swag, where he had on Colin Kaepernick's jersey. Well, pretty much the San Francisco 49ers uniform. He had the afro. He had everything. He was into it. He was ready. And I want to know what y'all thought about it. What did y'all think about Colin Kaepernick? What did y'all think about YG dressed as Colin Kaepernick? I had posted it on my Instagram. And some of y'all had some answers for this. Ball One Time said, if folks remembered that he called out EA Sports for what they did to his song, which took out Big Sean's Kaepernick line, this was appropriate. The cover art was appropriate. That was Ball One Time. DeRose 16 said, powerful representation of the black fight. Locked and Reloaded said, this joint fire and very relevant with what's going on today. Bootleg Cable said, I ain't mad. That's it. They said, I ain't mad. Ain't no explanation. Ain't no nothing. I ain't mad. That's all we got. I'm going to go to Larry Page and see what they had to say on Larry Page. Chocolate Diamond 33 just put the fire emojis. 704 EJ said it was cold. She didn't like it. Larry asked, was this hot or cold? TTN 126, fire emojis, a lot of fire emojis. The only one that said it was cold was 704 EJ, who did not like that cover art. I told Larry I like the representation. I like what it stood for. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. I'm raising my fist, but y'all can't see it. Y'all can't see me raising my fist. Although the outfit does look like it came from Ross, the jersey looked like it was ordered off of eBay or Amazon Prime. I'm not sure which one. I just know that it looks like it came from somewhere other than the San Francisco 49ers facility. I don't know what's going on, but y'all can go to my Instagram page, look at the cover art, drop your answer there at I Am Burpee. You can go to Larry's page also at I Am No Limit Larry. You can still leave it on our voicemail also, 704-227-8780. That is your Madhouse question of the day.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers. Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yep, it's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You already know, boy, the word on the street. Let's tell y'all what the word on the street. The word on the street is that five men have been arrested in the murder of Pop Smoke. LA authorities have said that they arrested three adults and two juveniles that these young men actually did not know Pop Smoke, and that he accidentally posted his address during an Instagram live video. They found out it was a home invasion that turned deadly. Three of the men are actually charged with murder. And two other men are charged with attempted murder in this case.
I'm glad they at least got suspect.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shout out to the LA authorities. They said they've been on top of it since it happened, and that the people that were in the house actually cooperated with the LA authorities. So,
well, can we now find out who killed Biggie and Tupac?
I think they already know. They just don't want to tell the world.
Why they don't want to tell the world? Should have to pay somebody out.
Probably so. Speaking of Pop Smoke, you know, 50 Cent worked on Pop Smoke's album that is out right now. 50 actually posted on his Instagram that he is not enthused about the folks who else was involved with the album. And he said that he wants to let them know that he doesn't want to work with them anymore, and that he feels like they're killing Pop Smoke's legacy. Also, 50 Cent was seen in a verbal altercation with a young man. A man was standing in the street. 50 was at an eatery, and 50 threw a chair. He actually threw two chairs at the young man during this verbal altercation. And they saying, people are saying that the man was telling 50 to pull up to the T.I. battle.
Pull up, Curtis. Pull up, Curtis.
Curtis, come on and pull
Stop
up,
running.
Curtis.
Stop running. Don't put up Stop no videos running. On Instagram. Pull up to this versus battle and get this versus work.
Come on and get this work. And by the way, I think T.I. would kill him. That's why he don't want to talk about it. He went all the way to the back talking about T.I. snitch and blah, 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 blah. That ain't got nothing to do what you pulling up in this versus battle. You're trying to deflect from what we have at hand here, 50. Pull up to the battle and stop.
And I think he knows that. I think he knows that.
Yeah. Yeah. Gossip Viv, I know you listen to the show. 50 is her friend. Call 50 and tell him to get in the battle.
Tell Curtis in the battle that the Morning Madhouse said, pull up.
Pull up. Your boy Chris Brown is pulling up with his 10th studio album, and he dropped the name of it. He said, well, my 10th studio album is simply going to be called Breezy.
Creative.
His nickname. So Chris Breezy is going to be called Breezy. So shout out to Chris Brown. Are you ready for Chris Brown's 10th studio album?
No.
Why not?
Because he didn't drop too much music. I never thought I would ever say something like that, but at some point you have to take a little break to give people time to miss you, if that makes sense. That way when you come back.
When his last album, like 5,000 songs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He dropped like 5,000. That was like 10 albums right there in one.
Then he dropped a deluxe edition after that of the same
album. So he dropped 5,000, then he dropped another 2,000. So he dropped 7,000 songs.
Take a break, bro. Take a break. Let people miss you. And then you come back and drop some fire on everybody. But
the album could be fire, though. You never know.
Okay.
You'll be singing one of the songs. But that Chris Brown fire.
He always going to have one on his album. He always going to have at least one on his album.
That's your new Michael Jackson.
No, see,
Chris, we love you, Chris.
He ain't nowhere near my
Chris Brown.
That sounds stupid.
My big homie Young Jeezy is in a little bit of hot water with his lady friends. His ex-fiance is taking the rapper Jeezy, aka real name Jay Jenkins, is taking him to court for child support. Yeah, taking him to court for child support. Yeah, you ain't.
I didn't know that answer back smart.
Yeah, you're dumb. You're not a part of it. he said that his new ex-fiance is jealous of his new fiance, and that she said that he's been going around spreading rumors about her and slandering her name because she's taking him to court for child support.
Oh,
man. I just wish these relationships, once they over, just, you know what I mean?
Just we don't have to go.
Well, you got to go do all this. If you got to go to court for child support, whatever, just go handle it, get it out the way, and keep it pushing.
Right.
But I encourage all rappers, man, just get your kids. Just go and get them. Just get your kids. You ain't got to worry about it.
You can pay for the good lawyer to get your kids.
Get your kids.
Hashtag,
you
ain't gotta worry
about it.
Get your kids.
Hashtag, get burping. Hey, burping.
Huh?
Get your kids.
Hashtag. I can't. He on the other side of the...
Never you mind. Can go get him. No, stop making excuses.
That's your nose name, though. That's your nose name, though.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.